This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
I think the delta, the matter of change between last year and this year is going to be enormous just on coaching staff alone.
I agree.
And I think that in itself, they'll figure themselves out. And the four interceptions, whatever, we can dismiss all that. Drake May is going to be the greatest recipient of two men who have devoted their entire football lives to coaching football, had that ripped away from them, and are now being put together to work with this young quarterback. Yeah. I can't imagine a better situation for Drake May.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons from our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. And in this studio at Fenway Park, joining us at 5 o'clock, about an hour from now, will be Will Fleming, who last time famously came in ready to fight me until he saw Ted Johnson, then sat down and talked baseball for a while and predicted maybe the Rafi Devers trade. We'll talk to him about what's up next. Maybe he'll have some insight. Ooh. Maybe he can tease something big about the trade deadline. Will Fleming at 5 o'clock. And remember, 5:30, it's Monday. So that means the Fitzy Five. You have to stick around for the five things that were just bouncing around Fitzy's head. I don't know what it is. I like to find out organically.
I'm curious after a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
And you know, or a three-day weekend.
And fireworks and bananas and everything that was going on.
A holiday weekend.
Fitzy, absolutely going to be interesting Fitzy Five. But right now it's 4 o'clock, and that means 4 o'clock football time. You heard Pete Schrager there with... what still, I've heard it many times now, one of the most ridiculous statements I've ever heard. Whatever, interceptions, dismiss that. We can?
Wait,
is that how that works?
Four interceptions in a game.
Somewhere, Jameis Winston's like, whoa, we're dismissing interceptions? I'm the greatest quarterback of all time if we're just dismissing interceptions. Like, Pete Schrager, that was so ridiculous. But there is a lot of hope for the New England Patriots. We've been talking about it each and every day at 4 o'clock. We've been listing various things and... today, we decided to look at a list that someone else put out. That's CBS Sports putting out their annual top 25 players below the age of 25. And just to set the stage for this discussion, I will tell you that number 25 on the list is Garrett Wilson. Pretty good wide receiver for the New York Jets. Let's look at 24, Drake London. Very good wide receiver, in my opinion, for the Atlanta Falcons. Had 100
catches. Should be breaking out.
It's going to be tough to break out more than 100 catches, but yes, now that he has Michael Penix, they could absolutely be a dynamic duo. Then you go next, it's Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback from the Eagles, Bijan Robinson, the Falcons got two players.
Number two fantasy pick this year, Andy?
Yeah, Malik Nabers, okay, all those. Okay. I'll even scroll through, I'm just going to tell you right now, we're not going to come to Drake May. Drake May did not make the list.
His teammate, Christian Gonzalez, made the list at number 19. He is 22 years old, and he was unranked a year ago, so All-Pro cracks the list this year. And you'll scroll through. There's some great players on there. It will tell you, though, how many young players are established. Like a Trent McDuffie, who feels like he's been with Kansas City for a while now, is on the list. C.J. Stroud, the quarterback who took a little dip, but is on the list at number 15. And then you scroll all the way up, and you get into the top five, and the number one overall is, I think, quite worthy, because I think a lot of people would be like, that guy feels like he's been around forever. Ja'Marr Chase is the number one player under the age of 25, big money wide receiver. Number two, Jaden Daniels. Ooh. First-year quarterback a year ago, led the Commanders, or as Trump would call them, the Redskins, to the NFC title game. And he's a rising star. Sure. He perfect season, the whole thing. But
it's a shame that he's not going to do that again this year, by the way. Damn shame.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Jared Duran of quarterback season's coming up for him.
Absolutely.
You want to bet?
Give me metrics that I can bet on.
That they will not go as far in the season, and that his statistics will be down sort of across the board. He will have a
25 touchdowns,
season.
9 picks, 3,600 yards, 890 rushing yards, 8 touchdowns.
What was his like passer rating, Fitzy, since you see
69%. That nice.
No. Passer rating, not his completion percentage. Oh. I know you just wanted to
I don't know. I had all the rest of it I had all the rest of it memorized, though. You got to give me a stick tap for that.
And I know you wanted to make sure you got the 69 in there. Nice. Well, done.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Rob Gronkowski's is the land of Gronkowski.
100.1 is your passer rating.
Okay, so we had
it's a
passer
pretty,
rating.
Yeah. Pretty, pretty good board.
3,568 yards, 25 touchdowns,
80 yards rushing, so yeah. 4,300 whatever something yards total. No, I think it's a virtual lock that they will win less games. They will not go as far in the postseason, and his numbers will be down. His mistakes will be up. So
I'll bet you on both of those.
Six pack.
Absolutely.
Tall boys.
Whichever one fit in our new Fenway Taco and Tequila Fest.
You're damn right that we found in a box in the back room. I think Ken Laird, those are there for the taking, right?
Yeah, he's on vacation. Nobody cares.
Oh, I already snagged one of those, you guys.
Oh, perfect. That's kind of what I was fishing for. Perfect.
I already blazed the trail for you guys. I used
Is that
this
how the
weekend.
Law works? Yeah. The first person stole something, so the second and third people can steal it, and there's no ramifications? Is
yeah.
And the last time that happened, it was beers from on the shelf behind Greg Hill's head, and I almost got several people fired. So, sure.
Yeah, good. Well, let's see if we can do that again. But Drake May, not on the list. And I know you're in New England and you want to be worked up, and we all think Drake May is going to be good. We all think he's going to be good. No one on this show, no one involved with this show thinks Drake May is a bust, hates Drake May, anything. Various degrees of dude's a franchise quarterback, got the total package, leadership, he can talk to the media, he's got all the physical tools. But can any of us legitimately make an argument that he deserves to be on this list? Because I can't. I can't come up with one. With the year he had last year and the fact that if you're only going to have one or two rookie quarterbacks, like Jaden Daniels was the measuring stick with the year he had. C.J. Stroud, second year, wasn't as good as the first, but he's got 2 years under his belt in terms of under 25 quarterbacks. The resume just isn't there. He is still a guy who is living off potential, living off the eyeball test more than the analytical, statistical return on investment test. So, Fitzy, can you make an argument Drake May should be on this list? Please make an argument.
I would like to be able to make an argument about this, Andy, but I almost walked into my three-point stance earlier on the show saying, I wonder if we haven't hyped up Drake May too much to this point and should be mildly concerned about the fact that some people seem to not just be anointing him the next big thing and putting him in Canton already. You know, I think the Patriots Nation thinks this kid is just going to roll out of bed and sling 35 touchdowns, win 10, 11 games and be a top five quarterback as, you know, Patrick Allen or Josh Mahomes this season, when in fact he has a long way to go. He started half of an NFL season. We saw the potential. That's what we're banking all of this on, potential. But we're not banking this on a full season. He's on his third offensive coordinator in 3 years. He's got brand new weapons behind him, to the left and the right of him, and a reformed offensive line. So much has changed around Drake May at this point. I don't know how you can just instantly say, oh, his talent will help elevate. He'll be the rising tide that raises all boats around him. His processing speed, this, that, the other. No, he still had 15 touchdowns and 10 picks last year. Like, we need to see a full season before we anoint him 25 under 25 worthy.
And it's a great point that so much of this is based on expectations. And, you know, you look at a guy like CJ Stroud, who's a little bit of the cautionary tale, great first year, regression second year, and yet he's already established. You know, this nugget we've been bouncing around that if you're going to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL, history shows within the first 2 years you make the playoffs. Well, CJ Stroud and Jaden Daniels got that out of the way as rookies. So you're allowed to regress because you already have the trip to the playoffs under your belt. No one starts to question, are you really a franchise guy? And the book gets out on you. You've sort of had your successes. It's easier to talk yourself into that regression in year two. If you're Drake May, I think people are expecting Jaden Daniels. They're expecting CJ Stroud. They're expecting, lead the way to the playoffs. Be part of the reason this team is good. And it makes me wonder, even with the reasons for positivity, which Peter Schrager sold probably a little harder than he should have, not actually working for the New England Patriots or in a PR role for Drake May himself, you have Josh McDaniels, good with quarterbacks. Don't give me the Brady crap, good with quarterbacks. You have Mike Vrabel, proven head coach, stability. The organization is going in a better direction. You have, theoretically, a better offensive line. We'll get to that in a little bit. Maybe not as much better as some of us would hope it to be. You have arguably better talent at the wide receiver position, although it'll be interesting to see how that all comes together and plays out. But what does Drake May need to do for this to be a good year? Is it simply make the playoffs? Because we had numbers, I think, Dan Ball, you posed them last week where you threw out some numbers. And Fitzy, you were like, not good enough. And I was like, well, if he goes to the playoff with those numbers, they're good enough. Because I think that is the measuring stick for him this year. Now, obviously, he can't be, upside down, five touchdowns, 15 interceptions, and somehow they sneak into the playoffs. But
ew, no.
What is the number or metric or goal that he needs to reach as a second-year quarterback for people to say, yep, he is one of the best players under the age of 25. He is a true franchise quarterback, Fitzy.
So I had Scheim on Six Rings and Football Things a couple days ago because he spun a very, I know, it was a huge get.
Huge, I feel the need to say his name is Chris Scheim. He's a producer on The Morning Show with Greg Hill, and he's also a bit of a savant with football.
Thank you very much for qualifying that. I would imagine there would be some vertical integration and knowledge of Scheim time. But anyway, I wanted to have him on the podcast because a couple days prior, Andy, he said, not in accordance with you, or did he take snake you on the lower than expected stats for Drake May, but rather just like you should have modest expectations for Drake May this season. He believes as well that somewhere between that Mac Jones rookie season and maybe what Jaden Daniels did last year for the Commanders lies the truth of what you should expect for Drake May this season. They're going to run the ball more. There's obviously the previously mentioned question marks that we have all over the offense as well to consider, but they're going to be a run-first team. 24 touchdowns, 10 picks, 700 yards rushing with a handful of touchdowns. That's what you should hope for. That should be the, hey, this guy got it. He cut down on the turnover rate. He ran for more yards. The team won more games than they lost, and we see nothing but growth and progress. It's tough for Pats fans, I believe, who have huge expectations right now to recalibrate them this far before training camp, because you know what they're going to get, Andy, starting in a few weeks. At Patriots is just going to start sending deep ball porn and, whoa, look at the wheel route to Travion Henderson. Kyle Williams is cooking, blah, blah, blah. No. Guys, you can't expect the moon from him. I think people that say, because this is an off-quoted stat on this afternoon program as well as it was on the Six Rings postgame show. Yes, Peyton Manning led the league in picks, then came back the next year and led the league in touchdown passes. That's Peyton Manning. If we're going to start comparing Drake May to Peyton Manning beyond the hope for a turnaround this season, then we're out of our minds and we need a sobriety check.
Yeah, no, that would be silly. We compare him to Tom Brady. That would be, why would we compare him to Peyton?
Oh,
Manning?
That's a good.
We keep it reasonable.
We keep it reasonable. We keep it to somebody who's in the same building.
You need 2008 Matt Cassel, like you pointed out when we did the stat breakdown last week.
Well, the thing that sneaks up on me is, and it's something I actually asked about the Gerard Mayo era or error, however you want to say it here in New England.
The latter is fine.
Was it year one of the rebuild when Mayo took over because it was post Belichick and you moved on? Or was it like year five because Bill had kind of been trying to rebuild forever and it didn't work? I ask the same question when we're assessing Drake May. Is it year one assessing Drake May? Because really, you kind of just throw out like they did. Literally, the organization threw out basically everything on offense a year ago. They got rid of Jerod Mayo. They got rid of Alex Van Pelt. I don't think Alex Van Pelt is getting a lot of job offers to come be an offensive coordinator and install his system in a lot of places. So it's almost a true reset where you have to say, this is kind of year one for Drake May with a real head coach and a real offensive coordinator and a real scheme and real everything structured around him. I don't think fans are going to look at it that way. I actually think Drake May is going to be held to a really high standard. Fitzy, I look forward to and or don't really look forward to post-game shows, depending on how this plays out, because I think I could be fighting with people no matter what, which may say more about me than it does them. But I think, like, if he throws three touchdowns and no interceptions in the first game, I think people are going to be crazy, going nuts positive, when I'm probably going to be like, can we wait till game three? And vice versa. If he throws a couple picks, I don't think I'm going to be like, this guy can't play. Get him out of the league. Oh, my God, we blew the pick a couple years ago. But I think that is the week to week that Drake May is going to be living with and assessed on.
Yeah, there was an anointing last year. As soon as people saw, you know, there was the preseason. There was Mayo saying that he beat out,
Wow, you forgot his name?
That's
hurtful.
No, that was just a senior
moment. Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. He beat out Brissett in the competition, but Brissett, I've moved on from him. What can I say? That's part of my past.
He's driving around Boston listening to 93.7.
He is driving around Phoenix right now because he plays for the Arizona Cardinals.
And they're like, how quickly they forget. I gave my body for that team. Remember the beating he took for a little over a month?
It was borderline biblical.
And you people forget his name like that. That was telling, Fitzgerald.
Yes, it was.
Your point.
I feel terribly.
Number seven on the jersey, number zero in Fitzy's
number
mind.
Zero in your
unreal. Negative number. Jacoby Brissett. Wow. Somewhere. That's just.
Yeah. What have you done for me lately, you stiff, you tackling dummy, you crash test boob? Yeah, that was bad. You know, it beats out Brissett. And the next thing you know, it's like, but we're not going to play him. And then he gets in and you see some of the flashes of potential. And then all of a sudden the kid is like, oh, that's it. He is the next thing. He might be extremely good in 2-3 years from now. We may be speaking of him that way. But it's just, why not? See, here's what I would preach to fans. Why not temper your expectations and set like a modest floor for him this season so that if he attains that, you say, good, he's on track. He's got a long career ahead of him. You can't be expecting 2018 Patrick Mahomes. They had Tyreek Hill. They had Andy Reid. They had so much talent on that. They had Travis Kelce. You don't have any players like that on this team right now. So I'm telling you, it is in your best interest as the team will try to win games with defense, a power running game, and some smart play-action-based passing with some Drake May running as Josh McDaniels sees fit. And when he's comfortable, you know, like giving him more leash, as we say, that's what you need to do. Recalibrate your expectations now so as to not allow yourself to see this team go 9-8 and be like, oh, Drake May only had 24 touchdowns and 8 picks. This kid's a stiff.
We remembered Lyndon Byers last segment, and Chris in Beckett has been hanging on for a while. He wants to tell a story about LB. Chris, what's up?
Chris. Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I've been a huge fan of LB my whole life because I watched him play with the Bruins, and he was such a protective teammate. And then when he ended up on the radio station with Greg Hill and the rest in the morning, he changed that radio program. It became more exciting to listen to. And I just want to express my condolences to his family because he had nothing but love for them. Like, he was so excited about being a dad and a husband, and he brought so much. Like, he was so full of life. And he would do anything for anybody. And I just wanted to have this opportunity to express my thanks and gratitude for him and to express my condolences for his family. He was a huge figure in Boston. And I love this about the Bruins. These guys that come here, like Cam Neely, Ray Bourque, LB, they come here and they stay here because they're part of the fabric of our community. And it's for a good reason because they're great guys. So,
thanks for the call, Chris. Didn't mean to cut you off there. Well said. Very, very well said. joining in some of the words from Fitzy and Stiz and everybody. You know, LB was big teddy bear, as Stiz said, and larger than life. Lived a good life that touched a lot of people, where he's clearly squeezed the most juice, Fitzy, as you said, out of the time he had with us, which was unfortunately too short. Up next, we are going to continue to talk a little bit of football. We talk about Drake May. Is he a top 25 player under the age of 25? How about a ranking of NFL offensive lines? Well, we're so cynical coming off last year, we wonder, well, did they make the top 32? Because that might be an improvement over a year ago, where you could say some teams' backups and practice squads were better than what New England was fielding. But Drake May, his season in 2025 will probably be very much hingent upon what is done by Will Campbell and company up front. So we'll talk a little offensive line here as we continue with 4 o'clock football on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has the scoop of ice cream on his shirt, as well as the scoop of what's going on and what's trending now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Boy, that was something. And here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you appropriately, Andy, by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox completed the series sweep over the Washington Nationals yesterday afternoon. The final score was 6-4. Boston returns home to open up a 7-game homestand that will bring them into the All-Star break. Game one of that series against the Rockies is tonight at 7:10. Richard Fitz will start against Austin Gomber. Here is your lineup for tonight. Nate Eaton starts at third. Then it's Romy Gonzalez at second. Roman Anthony, your DH, with Rob Refsnyder in left. Trevor Story at short. Carlos Narvaez as your catcher. Willy Abreu out and right with Abraham Toro at first. And Seidon Rafaela out in center field, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI-FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:10. And Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. Reliever Aroldis Chapman, third baseman Alex Bregman, and left-handed starter Garrett Crochet have been named American League All-Stars. All three are returning to the All-Star game, though this is their first as members of the Red Sox. Eighth selection overall for Chapman, third for Bregman, and second for Crochet. The Anfernee Simons-Drew Holiday trade between the Trailblazers and Celtics is now official, without the previously reported second-round picks going from Portland to Boston. The final deal is a straight one-for-one player swap. The Kristaps Porzingis trade was also officially announced by the Seas earlier this afternoon. In soccer, Mexico defeated the United States 2-1 to win a 10th CONCACAF Gold Cup title, and the Revolution return to action on Wednesday at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi in Inter Miami CF. We all know summer is the easiest season for weight loss. Warm weather, lighter meals, being outside. Our bodies are primed to succeed, and Awaken 180 has your game plan. Reach your goals this summer with Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Will, off the field, have you made it, gotten any chance to explore the New England or made any plans with Drake? Like, where's that fun going to happen, you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, they're out of town right now, so it's just rookies and stuff right now. But, you know, I'm worried about football right now, so we'll worry about fun later. But just getting here, getting to know, like I said, all the rookies, all the guys that are here right now, and, you know, getting a feel for this thing, and that's what I'm worried about right now.
Did you know there's mountains and beaches, stuff like that here in New England?
It's a little cold and rainy for a beach.
That was Patriots first round pick Will Campbell, starting left tackle Will Campbell, offensive line savior Will Campbell, he of the short wingspan and small hands. If you listen to WEEI Afternoons regularly, you know Ted Johnson is on that bandwagon of concern with the guy who is now tasked with protecting Drake May and allowing Drake May to flourish in his second season. Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drain here on WEEI Afternoons, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. And the reality is, if Drake May is going to be among the league leaders in virtually anything, he's going to need better offensive line play from the guys in front of him. That includes Will Campbell, Morgan Moses, and others. And if not, if it's anything like it was last year, then guess what? The expectations on Drake May, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, will be circling the drain. Because we all know, quarterbacks are generally, for the most part, unless you're truly among the one percenters at the position, they're only as good as their line. They're only as, yep. I mean, hell, Tom Brady's worst loss, the Patriots' worst loss ever, was for one simple reason. The New York football Giants dominated the line of scrimmage against a Patriots offensive line that supposedly had three Pro Bowlers on it. And that shows you right there. You know, you always say if you can get pressure on the quarterback, it changes everything. And so that's where we're starting right here, is a look at the offensive line, ranking the offensive line. Are they better? I think we all believe they're better. How much better? And I joked, were they even a top 32 offensive line last year? I'm not so sure. With Boston,
even at their best? No.
Yeah.
No.
Even the favorite punching bag, Verdarian Lowe, where everybody goes, nice guy, dot, dot, dot. What else do you want me to say? He's a nice guy because he's not really that good as a left tackle out there. So Pro Football Focus has ranked the NFL offensive lines. And yes, it's offensive line talk. I get it. It's a little granular. It's a little dry. But
yeah, you guys just scraping the bottom of the football barrel. No, this is actually very important, because if you want the Patriots to score, we're talking football, people. B,
boring.
We're football guys. Shut up, Stiz.
Shut up, Homa.
Yeah. All right. Top five hip hop artists we've never heard of from Chelsea. Go.
Stiz Grimy. Stiz Grimy.
Team Stiz. All right,
thank you.
Dylon, Spare Change. Dylon. Streaming now on Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy, the Patriots. Okay, so who's the number one on the PFF ranking?
So the number one offensive line in the National Football League are the Philadelphia Eagles, world champions, where you have a group that works perfectly in conjunction with obviously the skill talent that's around it and the way they do things, and they're known for a little bit more than just the tush push. But yeah, Eagles number one. Pretty Broncos good, pretty are good. Number two. Bills are number three. Interestingly, the Chicago Bears are number four, a team that I believe led the NFL in sacks allowed a year ago because, in part, the Patriots kicked their asses the one time.
Patriots got half of their sacks last year in that one game against the Bears.
The one game the Patriots actually had a pass rush was against that Bears line. PFF believes they now have a top four line. And number five are your Colts. And we'll keep scrolling. Yes, Dan Ball, you can make a comment while I scroll to look for the Patriots.
Yes, absolutely. You're going to be scrolling for a while. So just to add on the Bears' behalf, they added three players in the interior of their offensive line. So they've essentially completely redone it.
Yeah, except I would say the Patriots added two new starting offensive tackles, and they didn't bump up the rankings because the New England Patriots are 29th in PFF's offensive line rankings. Mm-hmm. I'll read you the little blurb they write with it. The Patriots made multiple moves to address the NFL's worst offensive line during the offseason. Right tackle Morgan Moses, who turned 34 in March and missed time due to injury last season, joined on a three-year deal after ranking just 52nd among offensive tackles in PFF overall grade in 2024. New England also signed center Garrett Bradbury, whose 50.5 PFF pass blocking grade placed him 35th among 39 qualifying centers. First-round left tackle Will Campbell is promising, but is unlikely a rookie can elevate this unit to even an average level in 2025. Ouch, babe. Tell me what you really think. That was hurtful, Fitzy. Jeez.
That's rough. Not going to lie, Andy. That was pretty rough. But also, I think it's pretty fair. Like, the Bears, they had Joe Tooney and a couple other starters. Like, they beefed up. They prioritized offensive line, and I know the Patriots did too, but they went about prioritizing offensive line in a way that made no uncertainty left behind that Ben Johnson knew that offensive line was just not good enough. Pat's look, Morgan Moses should be a temporary upgrade. I don't know who's going to be playing right tackle in a couple of years. Maybe Caden Wallace comes out of a shell and rediscovers the form he displayed for a couple of plays last year that made people think he belonged in the NFL. Will Campbell, you mentioned last week, the biggest question mark, hands down, undoubtedly, not named Drake May or Mike Vrabel on the 2025 New England Patriots, has to be Will Campbell. You know, and then can you tell me, is Mike Onwenu going to be in shape to play right guard? Because I've heard he's pretty out of shape right now at this point, and
rounds
I know he's
displayed.
Shape. Yeah, it is. It's not the proper shape to last 17 games and return to Pro Bowl caliber form. Bradbury seems like a stopgap and a mentor to Jared Wilson. I don't know who's playing left guard. So, yeah, you still have all these question marks. Sadly, 29th seems like a massive improvement on last year, but it ain't damn near good enough.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I push back on the – one of the many reasons, also my wiring, but why I push back on some of the over-the-top optimism, because I truly feel like, for all the optimistic takes you can have from a guy like Pete Schrager about Drake May and Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel and the defense, the two biggest questions on this team a year ago were pass catchers and the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And the two biggest questions right now on this team heading into training camp 2025 are pass catchers and offensive line. And particularly with the focus on the offensive line here, yeah, I want Will Campbell to be good. I want Will Campbell to be a very good left tackle, a franchise left tackle, and he might be. There's going to be growing pains, even if he is good. And then the rest of it, Morgan Moses, you say who's playing tackle in a couple of years, Fitzy. I think a skeptic can say who's playing tackle in week six when he gets hurt, because 34-year-olds with a history of knee injuries that weigh 350 pounds don't generally just find the fountain of youth in St. Augustine and suddenly don't have to worry about that anymore. And the other question.
I know, but he speaks so well.
He's seems like a great dude. And so we have the best speaking tackles in the NFL. You want to do interviews, put Morgan Moses and Will Campbell up there. You want to block pass rushers? Well, we'll see if Morgan Moses and Will Campbell can do the job. And that's the concern. And you know me, ifs. Ifs generally turn out 50-50. Ifs rarely turn out 100% positive. So just the way I look at it superficially, if Will Campbell locks down left tackle, the law of averages guy in me says, I bet you we're going to be bitching about right tackle and Morgan Moses gets hurt and who's playing back behind him and how many sacks they're giving up and how many penalties are coming from that side, blah, blah, blah. I do find it hard to believe that we're going to be talking in week six about, wow, this offensive line's so good, and Morgan Moses and Will Campbell, are they both going to make the Pro Bowl? They've been locking it down out there. I can't envision that, Dan Ball.
The reason this ranking caught my eye too, guys, when we were, you know, discussing earlier today, is that this is just fundamental football. But in order to try to open up a little bit more room for Antonio Gibson and Ramondre Stevenson and your boy Travion Fitzy before he gets hit, because they were at the bottom of the league in terms of time, you know, yards before contact last year, and just to buy Drake May a little bit of time so he doesn't make those mistakes we saw in year one. The entire key to this Josh McDaniels Drake May offense, and just the offense being able to be league average, let alone great, to match what your defense is giving you, is that not great play, just better play. And so so seeing them ranked in the bottom five in the league still after an active offseason was a concern when I saw that earlier this morning.
It's a wake-up call.
That's the perfect way to put it. Like, I think we've been so, you said over-the-top optimistic, Andy. I'll say over-the-top optimistic about everything Patriots related, because the splash is in free agency, what a draft, Mike Vrabel doing all the right things, Will Campbell says nothing wrong, Morgan Moses spiritual leader, I can't believe they got Henderson at 38. Hold on, these guys haven't played a single down together yet. Not a single down. It's like half new players. They're revamping practically everything on this team right now. We can talk about how we feel about them after we see 8, 9, 10 games as well. I'd love to know what this offensive line is going to look like by week 12, week 13, Andy, if it's going to be the same, or if you're going to have starters in and out at left guard, center, right guard, possibly even right tackle or even left tackle in kind of a nightmare level scenario if Will Campbell can't hold up. Dude, Andy, Will Campbell's first three games this season, he gets a face full of Max Crosby, Jalen Phillips, and then TJ Watt. That's what he's going to have to deal with for his first three games as a rookie left tackle in New England, protecting Drake May, understanding everything from Doug Marrone and Josh McDaniels with these inflated expectations. How you like them apples?
Well, you people are all penciling in wins for all those games. I think 3-1, most people doing those 10-win records, 11-win records have for the month of September. Oh, we're going to kill the Raiders. Why wouldn't we kill the Raiders? I don't know. Maybe Max Crosby kills Drake May and ruins your day on opening day. Like, those are the questions this team has to face. And you just hit on it, Fitzy. The first step this team has to get isn't even good on the offensive line. It's what we were talking about with Alex Cora and the Red Sox lineups. Just let Doug Marrone pencil in five guys and get week after week after week out of them. Cole Strange, where do you play? I don't know, somewhere. Find a spot. Left guard, center, whatever the setup is. Mike Onwenu, lockdown right guard. So just get five guys out there. I feel like that would be a minor victory before we even find out if they can work well together, avoid penalties, block in the run game, block in the pass game.
Yep.
So this is going to be year 2-3 in a row where we're just talking about the and mix in Doug Marrone. You know, you still don't have in Scar We Trust, the Dante Scarnecchia era where we knew, like, I don't know how good these players are, but Scar will get the best out of them. Scar will get the most out of them. Doug Marrone, good offensive line coach, good resume, been around the block, love that. Think they are in a better place than they've been in recent years, but we need to see it, right? We need to trust but verify, one of my favorite quotes to throw out there, trust but verify that he is going to get the most out of this unit, regardless of what their talent level actually is as they begin what is, Fitzy, you said it, a multi-year process of rebuilding this group.
Yes.
Just because you drafted Will Campbell, you're not done on the offensive line. You're going to need multiple high picks or free agent dollars in the offensive line moving forward before you're hopefully ranked, you know, I don't know, top 20? Let's shoot for the stars. Let's be a top 20.
I'd be unreal.
Top 20.
Unbelievable.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will be talking to Will Fleming in about 15 minutes. He'll come down to the studio, talk about the excitement level. He's going to have a little hop in his step, but not too much hop because he's hit his head on the ceiling because he's a really tall guy.
He'll be joining us
in studio. But up next, Nick Fitzy Stevens was at Fenway Park yesterday watching some baseball. And you're like, wait a minute. I thought the Red Sox were on the road. They were. But let's just say it was bananas here at Fenway yesterday. And Fitzy was part of it. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
We're going to throw out a first pitch, but today, the first pitch is going to count for either a ball or strike. So for today's first pitch, please welcome former Heisman Trophy winner from Boston College and former New England Patriot, please welcome Doug Flutie!
That was from the ESPN broadcast of the Savannah Bananas right here at Fenway Park yesterday. Doug Flutie not only threw out the first pitch, he continued to stay out there for the entirety of the first batter. He got the out on a little weak, jammed pop-up to shortstop after a couple foul balls with his famous knuckleball. And our own Nick Fitzy Stevens was in attendance with the fam, took in the entirety of the Savannah Bananas experience, and we wanted to touch on that. I know I watched it a couple weeks ago on TV, enjoyed what I saw. And
from TV, did you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Loved it. And their popularity is only rising. They've been selling out not only Major League Baseball stadiums, but also football stadiums with 70 and 80,000 people as they continue to grow in popularity. So first-hand account, Nick Fitzy Stevens, the reaction was what?
10 out of 10 will do it again. Andy, it was absolutely awesome. It was everything it was supposed to be. It lived up to the hype and the billing. I understand now why people have, as you said on your way into the tease for this segment, that people have been going bananas for it. Why they have such appeal as well. It's such a family-friendly, dynamic, energetic environment that they create. Now, you may say, and of course, there will be baseball purists and skeptics that say, oh, good, that's what we needed, is more people dancing shirtless, throwing a lot of garbage into the stands just to see, just to keep all the kids paying attention. Why don't they just bring their freaking iPads to the game? Well, it's a brand new generation, folks. We are well into the 21st century with declining numbers for baseball. And yes, while most of us around here believe that baseball isn't boring, yay baseball, I got to tell you, the Savannah Bananas absolutely get it. This guy, Jesse Cole, who started this out of nothing a few years back and has turned it into an international multi-million dollar sensation, is a freaking genius. From the sing-alongs in the stands, all the crowd work they do, contests, Andy, these brilliant ideas they have for contests and engagements between innings that are localized, using local flavor and flair to keep people involved. Like during the third inning, they had two different people from the stands holding 10-gallon painter's buckets, and they called it the Boston Tea Party. They went up to the top of the Green Monster, and they had fans throwing boxes of tea down into the, onto the field, and two different dads had to try to catch it in the buckets. Whoever caught the most wins. Then they had something called the Boston Tea Party, where three people in lobster outfits had to, quote, lobster roll in from the outfield. So the first person that did enough somersaults to make it to home plate and not throw up won the prize during the inning. They even did something called the toddler choose mom or dad, I think it was. They put a toddler at third base, put mom and dad at home base between the first and second inning. And whichever parent the kid ran toward and jumped into the arms of, that parent won a prize. The other person got hit in the face with a pie. Like, it's just constant carnival games, goofing around, lots of fun. And the athletes that are on these teams, like the guy Coach Rack in left field, shirtless, gun show, they do backflips when they catch the ball on a fly ball as well. It's so fun. My kids, age 12 and 8, couldn't stop paying attention the whole time. And when you pack Fenway two nights in a row, integrate local legends like Keith Falk, Jackie Bradley Jr., Brock Holt, who came up dancing for his at-bat, Johnny Damon yesterday as well. It's something. I understand why they sell out stadiums. I understand why people now love banana ball. And while I can't say that every sport needs to go full Savannah Bananas style, it is about as dynamic and engaging a family sporting event as you can possibly take them to. And the best part, tickets with all fees included, $40 a piece.
Yeah, I enjoy it, but, you know, it's funny because the question I think becomes what is transferable from what the Bananas are doing to regular baseball, Major League Baseball, or even other sports in terms of, because so much of it is limited, because we all know it's one thing to do a one-off entertainment show, but to compete 162 times a year, I think it would wear off with some people, especially the TV audience, right? Like, most people who watch a Bananas game haven't watched a lot of Bananas games. They're tuning in for the first time or the second time, so they're enjoying it. It's different. It's quirky. It's fun. It's upbeat. Does that work on a nightly basis, right? Like, nobody goes and watches Blue Man Group every night. At most, you watch it once a year or once every couple of years, or somebody comes into town and you take
modest tweaks to the script as well, just like these guys do. But I have to believe, Andy, that they have a writer's room and segment producers that are constantly coming up with the localized bits, with different dance routines as well. Like Saturday night, Stilts, who is the incredibly talented player who wears 10-foot stilts, hit at the plate and got a hit. Then on Sunday, Stilts came in as a reliever and struck somebody out. Like it's a circus. It's like a circus-like atmosphere. But the thing is, it wasn't just a bunch of dads like me with moms who ate a face full of traffic to get in there, buy all sorts of merchandise, and have a day at the ballpark with 92-degree heat. Retention rate at Fenway yesterday was over 90%. Sold-out stadium. And it was in the 90s yesterday as well. There were grandparents. You had people on dates. Everyone has now started to hear about this viral sensation of the Savannah Bananas. And I guarantee you, if they took an exit poll yesterday, did this live up to expectations? Would you recommend it? Would you come back? I would say 9 out of 10 people absolutely would have, because it is just the essence of sports, Andy. Fun.
Agreed. Agreed. I just don't know how much of it you can translate into regular sports. I will say the most enjoyable thing I saw in the game I watched a couple weeks ago is a guy got hit by a pitch and he falls down and then the rest of the team runs out with a rope and he holds onto the rope and they drag him to first base. I literally laughed out loud because whoever came up with that idea is a genius.
Genius.
Loved it.
Andy, how about this? When you get walked, you can keep running until all nine players on the other team touch the ball. It's a two-hour time limit, and I know. Yesterday, I was even gonna tweet at him or text him. The Rich Keefe must be a staff writer for the Savannah Bananas because when you hit a home run, guess what? And somebody absolutely just jacked one into the monster for the Bananas, the Harlem Globetrotters of this fictitious baseball league, if you will. They were playing the Firefighters, not the Party Animals, who, by the way, sold out a stadium in Pennsylvania this weekend. Now their opponents have become so popular. When you hit a home run, the entire team gets to follow you, Andy, and so everybody can pimp. So you got 15 people running the base path, dancing and pimping out the home run, following the bat flip, and then there's a choreographed dance in Selly at home plate. It's just awesome.
The Bananas are taking over the world. They took over Fenway yesterday. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Will Fleming will take over the studio. The voice of the Boston Red Sox here on WEEI will tell us how much we should be excited about a sweep of the Nationals, and do they need to sweep the Rockies to continue the momentum? Little baseball talk here at Fenway Park. Up next with Will Fleming. That's up next on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.